Oh, I am God, God I am God, God I am God, God I am God. I am God, God I am God, God I am God, God I am God. I am God, God 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 I am. Why can I say I am God? Say I am God, say I am God. Why can I say I am God and know that it is true? Why can I say I am God? Say I am God, say I am God. Why can I say I am God? Because that's all there is. And that's the truth. That's the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Now, I will take a sip of coffee here. Clear my throat. And tell you a story. Now, I am only perfection, and I'm perfect in every way. Each time I look in the mirror, I see only God in me. To know me is to love me. I know I am God, God I am. Now I am only perfection, and I'm perfect in every way. Now I am only perfection, and I'm perfect in every way. Now I know I am God, God I am. Now I know I am God, God I am. These are some of the joy songs from the Joy Song Book that we have here at the University of Healing in Campo, California. This is Instant Illumination. Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, bringing you Instant Illumination. Our topic today, I run away from weakness. However, sometimes I fight it out. And why not now? I run away from weakness. However, sometimes I fight it out, and why not now? You see, we oftentimes think to ourselves that if there's a problem or we have a weakness, we should just sort of lay it aside and leave it for another day, not pay any attention to it, not be aware of it, not be aware of what that weakness is. And then there are other times that we want to fight it out. And why not now? Okay, you have cancer. Sounds terrible, doesn't it? And you want to run away from it. So you say, I'm home perked, I'm home perked, I'm home perked. That's a good way to run away from it, isn't it? Now, our statement here is, however, sometimes I fight it out, and why not now? Why not fight it out now? I'm whole and perfect. Okay, the cancer is there. Now, how do I fight out cancer? How do I manage cancer? Well, you don't. You can never fight out anything that you don't want. Because when you fight it out, you make it more. So, I'm going to fight out the cancer. I'm going to have worse cancer and worse cancer and worse cancer and get it worse, worse, worse. Okay? Now, anybody, give me the answer. What is the opposite of cancer?
Wholeness and perfection.
Oh, you had to breathe to figure that out. You know, they couldn't come first off, say, wholeness and perfection right away. You know, they had to breathe first. Don't breathe. Have on the tip of your tongue who you are. Who are you, Ellen?
God. I am holiness and perfection.
Fantastic. Who are you, Ingeborg?
I am God.
I am wholeness and perfection.
I am wholeness and perfection.
Here, I'm giving you the lead now. Who are you?
I'm wholeness and perfection.
Douglas said,
I'm wholeness and perfection.
Douglas said,
I'm wholeness and perfection.
Now, why did he say he's wholeness and perfection instead of saying that he's God? Because we are working on a treatment here. I'm God, that's true, that's wonderful. And that gets you a lot of good points in your inner self, in your inner awareness. But we are working on the cancer. We don't want the cancer. We're aware that it's there, and we don't want to have it get any more, or we want to get less and gone. So we start saying, I'm wholeness and perfection. Now, Douglas, you are a man, and you are limited. You do not have the sensitive caringness of a woman. You do not have the tenderness of a woman. And he shook his head no. Now, what does he mean by shaking his head no? What he means is, it doesn't matter who is speaking about, being spoken about, they can have the tenderness, the gentleness, they can have the oneness of a woman or a man, it doesn't matter. Who in the hell said women are only ones who are sensitive and tender? They've never met me, old hard-hitting Herb, you know? I'm sensitive and tender and loving and gentle. You should see me with my dog. My goodness sakes, yes. Okay, now, we make these statements. So Douglas has no right to be sensitive and tender because that's the principle. Men are just not sensitive and tender. They're crass and bold, and they're all sorts of dumb things that we say about men, you know? And why? And then the appearance of cancer is there, and we gave the appearance the right to exist. We say, hey, the cancer is there. That means goodbye, Susie, you know? Okay, is that what we want?
No.
What are we going to work it out? What are we going to fight out? We're going to fight out, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. We're not really fighting anything. We're just proclaiming the truth about ourselves and experiencing the truth. Now, when are you going to experience the truth about yourself?
No.
Wonderful. When are you going to experience the truth about yourself?
No.
When are you going to experience the truth about yourself?
Now.
Excellent. I had to mouth it for each one of them so they were sure to say what I wanted them to say.
No.
But, you know, this is it. See, a minister lets people come in and give them all the garbage. And as the minister does this, what happens to the people? They just are thinking about the garbage. We had a call last night, in the middle of the night, from a man from Long Beach, the son of one of our students. And he called because he was in pretty unhappy circumstance. And then he called, and our practitioner on the phone didn't understand him and thought perhaps he had the wrong number. And so she hung up. He called back, persistent guy. And then he spoke like what was Spanish. And our associate does not speak Spanish and said, I'm sorry, I do not speak Spanish. I do not know what you're saying. Goodbye. And so then a third time he called back. And this time he spoke with clear diction, clear language. And he said, I would like a treatment. He said, this is the healing ministry, isn't it? She says, yes, indeed. You're open 24 hours, aren't you? She says, yes, we wake up out of our sleep for any call, and well, isn't that terrible to be woke up out of your sleep? No, because that's what we're here for. If we can ever be a loving blessing to anybody, you know, waking up out of our sleep or not, we're glad to do it. Well, this is my problem. And he says, you know, I called Unity, and I started telling Unity what my problem was, and they said, we don't want to hear what your problem is. We haven't got time for it. Tell us what your solution is, and we'll work on it with you. And he said, that was interesting. And then our practitioner said, that's exactly what we do. We will say to you, what is the solution you want, and we'll work with you on that solution, and we will bring it about in your life if you are one-pointed. And he says, whew, who am I going to tell my problems to? And our practitioner said, to no one. You're not going to repeat them ever You're not going to empower them to have a moment longer existence. You're going to put the cause in motion that you are whole and perfect right now. All is in divine order in your life right now. You are a beautiful, fabulous being right now. You are the divine one right now. You are God. He says, well, that's right. And she says, then practice it. You see, that's how we fight it out. We fight it out by going against all of the things we've been told to do, going against any appearances, going against what the doctor says to us. Not that the doctor is bad or wrong. He says, if you keep on acting like the stupid person you're acting like and proclaiming that you're sick, you're going to die. If you keep proclaiming that you have cancer, you're going to die in so many days. Now, the doctor didn't say, and might say, if you would start putting the right cause in motion, that you're whole and perfect now, then the cancer wouldn't have a place to stay. But that's not the doctor's business. The doctor's business is to talk to you about your problem. And he does. And psychiatrists talk to people about their problems too. And the highest level of suicides in the world are of any profession are in the psychiatrists, among the psychiatrists, because they hear everybody's problems and they get them up to the hair, up their neck, up over their head, the people's problems in their life, and pretty soon they start believing them, you know, instead of saying, hey, let's put a new cause in motion. Let's put a cause in motion for wholeness and perfection. But you see, they're fighting it out by fighting the problem. And you never fight the problem. You know, I'm not sure I'm saying this right, but there is a martial art, and most of my imagine are the same thing. And in the martial art, the master or the person who is doing the martial arts is standing there, and somebody lunges at them, pow! And instead of being hit, they just gently move to one side. And the guy goes, plow, falls flat on his face as he's got his pressure. So he comes at you again. Pow, and you move the other way, or you duck, or you do, but you just are not where his punch is going to come. You are not fighting him. You are merely putting yourself out of harm's way. And this is what fighting it means, to put yourself out of harm's way. Instead of thinking of the cancer, think of the wholeness. Instead of thinking the punch, you know, just move to one side and put yourself out. But how can you do that? You know when that punch is coming, and you just move. You know when that kick is coming, and you just dance. You think of yourself as fluid motion. And here, when you have a condition in your body or in the body of a friend of yours or something like that, and they want to mention it, you just sidestep it. You say, but you're whole and perfect. You are fantastic. You are glorious. You are wonderful. You are beautiful. You are supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. You know, and that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And that's what it's up to us to do. I run away from weakness. However, sometimes I fight it out, and why not now? The weakness is the belief that we are ill. The strength is the belief that we're whole and perfect. We've seen it work in hundreds, thousands of cases, and it always works. And it works both ways. If you want illness, think about illness. If you want wholeness, think about wholeness. And that's exactly where you stand. So speak your word and know it. And my dog has just informed me that I have spoken long enough, and I should say, all of you, have a wonderful day, and let the instant illumination to wholeness be yours today, and just have a wonderful day and a wonderful life, because I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.